I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. If your ponytail is too tight, I could understand why you would be like trying to direct the content on the Eric Zane Show podcast. I don't understand why that would even happen. Why would anybody want to do that? Say, EZ, this is what you need to talk about. Talk about what I want you to talk about. He says, I was joking around. Yeah. Well, I don't know what's joking and what isn't. It's text. I'm at an absolute disadvantage here. I don't know what's going on when it comes to chat conversations. I don't have the ability to read into what you're saying. I'm absolutely outgunned here. I don't know. Cole says I better start handing out ban hammers. I wouldn't dream of that. Are you kidding me? This is the greatest bunch of audience that has ever existed. The 35 average that I get like from you guys is the biggest blessing of my life. I would be nothing without the 35 of you that watch this live show with your old pal EZ. Are you kidding me? All right. Have you ever heard about somebody getting sued and then after they get like held liable for something like defamation, then when it comes to paying back the people who sued the person who lost the defamation suit, like the person who lost never pays it back or never pays a restitution that they've been ordered to pay by the court. Think like O.J. Simpson, you know? I mean, I don't know even know if the Goldman family, how much money they actually got from the estate of O.J. Simpson when he was alive. I think that's one of the injustices of the law system, our legal system here in the U.S. However, you're starting to hear about this more and more where judges are holding people's feet to the fire. Think like Alex Jones. Alex Jones, he put all those people through hell who were the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre, and he lost a defamation suit or whatever the hell it was. And, you know, in order to pay restitution, they went in and, like, took all his shit. Like, literally, they're grabbing the microphones out of his hands. It's fantastic. This is now happening to Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was sued by two women whose job it was to count votes in the Georgia election. Well, the presidential election that Trump lost. Biden won that state. There's all sorts of fucking nonsense going on since then. Trump's trying to get votes. Trump being Trump's on the fucking chopping block over that deal. But anyway, Giuliani defamed two particular Georgia election workers. And they sued him. And they won. And then Giuliani's like, well, good luck getting any money. Well, now a judge is saying, fuck you, and forcing Rudy Giuliani to liquidate his valuable possessions. Well, even more so than that, he's just making him give it all to these chicks who can then sell and get the money. He owes these women $150 million. So yesterday, a judge ordered Rudy turn over all of his valuable possessions and his home. He's got a multi-million dollar penthouse in Manhattan. And he has to give it to two women, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Now, these are just regular, average, everyday women, you know, just trying to live their lives. They volunteer their time, helping make the election go smoothly. They get accused of terrible things, called out by name. And these people are like, well, that didn't happen. That's bullshit. You're defaming us. Sue, and then they win. The judge in this case in federal court in Manhattan said Giuliani must turn over his interest in the property to the women in 7 days to a receivership that they will control. The judge's turnover order of luxury items is swift and simple, but the penthouse apartment will have its control transferred so that these women can sell it for millions of dollars. The women, whose job was to count ballots, will also be entitled to $2 million in legal fees. Giuliani has said that the Trump campaign owes him. That's never going to get paid. Trump's not going to pay him. Trump's forgotten about this guy. Giuliani has World Series rings from Yankees World Series. And the judge says, take those rings and give two to her and two to her. His World Series rings. That's how serious this judge is in bending Giuliani over. He has to turn over a collection of watches, including one given to him by European leaders after September 11th. Remember that? That was a time when Giuliani was like, everybody was like, oh, he's America's mayor. I just love him. Fuck yes. I love Rudy Giuliani. He's amazing. He's America's mayor. God damn it. I love George W. Bush. I love Rudy Giuliani. He's standing on a pile of rubble waving an American flag. He can do no wrong. I want to suck his cock. It's come full circle. You knew this was coming when in the Borat movie, the actress got him to lay down and pound his putt on the bed. Remember that scene? Or when he did the press conference at, thinking it was the Four Seasons Hotel, but it was at Four Seasons Landscaping. And then he's standing in front of the camera and there's hair dye coming down mixed with sweat. Looks like a fucking chin strap. You knew this was coming. Tofus says it was the Four Seasons Landscaping next to the porno shop. I remember I called the guy at the porno shop next door. Like, the press conference was going on, and I called the guy on this show. I said, what's going on? His name was like Habib. He was from Pakistan. We had so much fun. So Giuliani's fucked. He has to give away his signed Joe DiMaggio jersey and other sports memorabilia. He had a vintage 1980 Mercedes owned by, of all people, Hollywood actress probably the late Lauren Bacall. I don't know if she's alive or dead. The judge made him turn over his TV, not to mention various items of furniture and other jewelry. The judge has not yet decided if he gets to keep his Palm Beach, Florida condo. He also owns that. I take it back. The judge is still deciding about the World Series rings. Giuliani's son contends that dad gave those to him. Michael Gottlieb, a lawyer for Freeman and Moss, told CNN's Aaron Burnett on Out Front that the judge's order was a necessary and key step in our client's ability to start to recover some of what has been taken away from them. This is incredible. Today's ruling, I think, is an example of how the justice system, even though it may take some time and even though it may take resolve and the courage of people like Ruby and Freeman and Shea Moss, will hold powerful people to account for these kinds of wrongs. Yeah, you do. You get the big fish and you make them pay, and then the world takes notice. And then idiots like myself talk about it. The defamation case against Giuliani and the latest steps to enforce the judgment are an example of how the lawyers who assisted in Trump's election subversion schemes have faced consequences in those actions, even as the criminal prosecutions against Trump and his allies have been slow to gain traction. Giuliani's lost a lot. He lost his law license because of this shit. Right-wing news outlets, including Fox News, have had to settle lawsuits brought by, Dominion Voting Systems, the voting machine company, and its former executive that were the subject of other election conspiracy theories. Yeah, they've had to pay the voting machine company big money. Holy shit. The federal jury had ordered Giuliani to pay nearly $150 million for his lies about Freeman and Moss, and the pair have been working ever since to collect the money. He was ordered to pay $16,171,000 to Freeman for defamation and almost $17 million to Moss for defamation. Also $20 million to each woman for emotional distress and $75 million total in punitive damages. God damn it. I want somebody to defame me. Would one of you who has a lot of money defame me, please? In a perfect world, Freebeer spins out and says some horrible shit about me. I don't even care if he says the true shit. You know? I mean, I'm obviously very, very bright. I'm a very bright legal mind, as you all know. I am well aware of what I can say and what I can't say concerning who are these freebeers. You know, the various laws that are in place that I have to utilize reviewing their show for a different audience, which is what I do, that allows me to do this. Fair use laws is what they are known as. I want Freebeer to say that I have sex with all three of these dogs every day. So you all right now, I want you all to say something that is defamation about me in the chat. I want you to only say fucked up shit. Kenny writes, clip posted. Let's see what he's come up with. Okay, give me a second here. Video producer. Clips. This is one of my favorite things that we have the ability to do this so quickly. Thank you very much. This is from seconds ago. What the hell did I say?
I was like, oh, he's America's mayor. I just love him. Fuck yes. I love Rudy Giuliani. He's amazing. He's America's mayor. God damn it. I love George W. Bush. I love Rudy Giuliani. Standing on a pile of rubble, waving an American flag. He can do no wrong. I want to suck his cock.
I appreciate that. Lil Ray 322 says Zane sounds himself with the used Q-tip from the NFK's ear. Tophus says you should have just clipped that last part. You got to do that. Just me said, oh, the suck is cock. That's probably your winner. Chris says Eric Zane kicks puppies. These are all defamatory things I can sue you about. Tophus says Eric Zane likes free beer. Jeremy says ZZ choked his wife with a tripod. Tyler says my impression of crybaby person is Harry Carey. Kenny adds, my favorite thing is you watching it back and laughing at yourself. Someone says, yeah, that is totally Harry Carey, that voice. I don't know. I think it's more someone doing an impression of Harry Carey. I'm doing an impression of someone doing an impression of Harry Carey.
Oh, my God. Easy, we're so fucking mad at you. Oh, my God. I can't do that. Hey.
I am surprised Rudy wouldn't have used some legal knowledge to protect his assets in case of an event like this. Exactly. I love the fact that they took his TV. Corey writes, how will he watch Fox News? God. That is remarkable. Tyler says, you got to watch Will Ferrell, Harry Carey clips now. Chris says, it's like a mix of Hurricane Ashley and Madison. Megan says, you're doing the impression of Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. I gotcha. Well, whatever. It's just going to have to be person crying now. That's how that's going to have to be. All right. So, at the end of the day, Rudy Giuliani is having a worse day than you. How many of you have seen this clip going around of the WNBA? Somebody posted a clip of an exchange of Game 5 of the WNBA Championship. In it, there's a lot of horrible basketball play that it's tough to, it's tough to defend the WNBA. However, I would just like to think that this is a bad sequence of play and it can't all be this bad. Okay? Donut Dan says, what the heck is the WNBA? I hope you're kidding. I mean, because a lot of people, I mean, I think women's basketball has gotten to be much more paid attention to because of the most recent success of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And there's been a lot of drama, and drama is good. And, oh, my God, you got to watch a basketball play. And I mean, it's a different game. I think the way you got to look at it is you can't compare it to the NBA. That's just not fair. And I think you just kind of have to absorb yourself into the moment of the competition, but I can absolutely see how somebody would think otherwise with this clip right here, which really is bad. Now, in it, for the audio audience, all you're going to see is missed shots, air balls, clank hitting the rim, turnovers, and just all-out horrible play. This guy is narrating it, and he's hilarious.
The first was a very good shot. Okay, you're going to tell me these are the best two teams in women's basketball? This is as good as it gets, huh?
Okay, so look at that.
Let's just watch this entire sequence.
That shot. Huh? Talk about not having any touch. Chick does the pick and roll.
This is as good as
pick,
it gets, huh?
Roll, get the ball, and then this is the shot she puts up? Clank!
It's just
I mean, that almost went through the backboard. That was unbelievable how hard...
Oh, the best two teams in women's
that
basketball?
That thing hit the backboard.
This is as good as it gets, huh?
I mean,
let's just
ridiculous.
Watch this entire sequence.
Okay. Anyway, kicks it out. Chick's wide open beyond the three, and now she's going to try a three-pointer. This is absurd how badly this misses. Oh, my God.
All right.
Wesley Snipes gets the ball from Demolition Man.
Air balls happen. That's okay. See what this point guard does here.
Demolition Man. Demolition Man shoots.
All right.
Oh, no. There's another two. Air ball. Okay.
Inescu, she's a legend, right? Uh-oh. Stuck in the corner. This is game five. This is the final game of the WNBA Finals.
She gets fouled. This is awful. This is terrible.
The best.
Out of bounds.
Of the best.
Okay. Yes. Bad, bad sequence. But there has to be good sequences, right? It has to. Megan says, it's what I look like playing basketball with my 14-year-old in the driveway. Cole says, pay them more. Chris says, the men's game is just launching threes. Yeah, I think you have to really wrap your mind around what you're about to get yourself into. Chris says there's more finesse. And then he writes, and GRR at passing in the women's game. Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, you saw some passing there, and it was shitty. It's fine. It's fine. It's competition between two teams. Okay, he meant to say they're great at passing in the women's game. Well, they weren't there. I would say that if you took the JV basketball team of any middle high school, like you're talking about ninth graders, they could beat any WNBA team. Hands down. I mean, like, slaughter them. That actually might be decent competition. I can't, you know, exaggerate. But after what I just saw, basically, you have to focus on this. Okay, this is what we're paying for. Chris says, LOL, not a chance. I wish there was a way to test it. Tofus says, if a professional basketball game, men's or women's, doesn't look like NBA Jam, then I don't care. Chris says, a ninth grader taking on Caitlin Clark. A ninth grader could be a big boy. Yeah, I think it's a fair matchup. I think it'd be a toss-up. I think you're basically watching ninth grade boys basketball. The local freshman or JV team of any school in America against the NBA, the WNBA All-Stars. That's what we need to see. There's no way you can convince me otherwise after what I just saw. I mean, when you watch women's soccer, it's not inept. That was absolutely inept. Women's soccer doesn't look horrible, does it? No, it's professional. That was shit, and you know it. So I agree with that guy. The WNBA is enjoyable because you're watching two shitty teams compete. It'll keep your interest for some degree, but don't try to trick me and make me think that this is like great basketball, like other women's sports. Other women's sports are very good. Basketball, not so much. Tophus says, or Chris says, you're basing it off one clip. All right. Let me see. Let me look up great moments in women's basketball history. All right. These are the top
ESPN bet now has profit boosts. So
the top 10 players in the history of the WNBA. Hold on a second. I got the wrong clip. All right. I think I got it now.
This place officially sucks worse than the WNBA.
And at the top of the second half, it's 16-9. Easton leads the scoring with four.
And that's why she commands $7,000 a year. These gals sure do make it look difficult.
But is having this minor skill worth being so unattractive? That's for the fan to decide.
Yay!
Might be the most insulting thing that has ever occurred on Family Guy. Cole says WNBA champs versus men's NCAA worst ranked team. Let's go. Ritz says, but truthfully, and I'm waiting for the rest of his comment. Corey says, there's so many layers to that clip. Yeah, you could watch all different parts of that clip and it would still be hysterical. Every part of that is funny. Tophus correctly predicted that it was going to be the Family Guy clip. Stevie says, no wonder I don't watch that show. If you think if you don't think Family Guy is funny, but think I'm funny, that doesn't add up. You gotta laugh at everything. All right. Well, maybe I'm being a little too harsh with just watching one clip, but that sure did stink. Come on now. Okay. Thank you, as always, to Rick from TC Paintball. It's every day is Take Your Dog to Work Day at TC Paintball as Rick brings his amazing pooch, Barley. Book an event at TC Paintball today. I was just talking with Linda, and she says she's going to book, when she starts working again, a workplace team building party at TC Paintball. It's going to be awesome. You can find out more information at tcpaintballgr.com. That's where we used to get together to play paintball. What the hell is going on? Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Also, thank you today to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and find out more about how he can get you started with your health care policy through Obamacare. Now you could do this yourself. Just go to healthcare.gov. In fact, go there. Check out how it's going to seem like it's going to take you about 5 hours to fill out the fucking form. Frank does that all for you, and it's free. Everything Frank does with you is free. He gets paid by insurance companies by putting you into their policies. That's what he does. He's also a Medicare guru, and he can help you with everything concerning life insurance, which is definitely required in my opinion, to exist in this world. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. I spoke about Mario earlier, so I just want to stress again that he's our guy when it comes to us dominating the short-term vacation rental property world. I said, Mario, you've done me right in the past when it comes to this house and Jackie and Justin's house. Now, I've got a plan. What is it, EZ? I want to buy more houses. I want to become the next big thing. I want to make my billions in real estate. And you're the guy to do it. Get me a mortgage. 231-332-6505. Anywhere in the U.S., he can help you out. That's 231-332-6505. Call Mario today. And my last sponsor today, I swear, is King's Room Barbershop. And today I'm going. I cannot control this hair anymore. It still looks ridiculously beautiful, but it's long and I need a trim. All right? I'm going to go to King's Room Barbershop. One of three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, or 821 36th Street. They are awesome. More information, kingsroom.net. Haircuts are $19. They've been cutting dudes' hair and chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years. Kingsroom.net. Hey, everybody, Joe Pell-EZ, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Tofus says, are you going to overcharge your renters? Let me put it to you this way. At my buddy Todd up north, his place, he's got a bunkhouse on a piece of property. It has no plumbing. People shit in an outhouse. And it has no amenities other than four walls and a bunk. $160 a night. It's booked 30 days a month from April to September. Let's do that math. $160 times 30 times 6. That's $28,800. Other places, you can charge a lot more. Like for what I was thinking, more in the range of $200 to $300 a night. And then you can upcharge for things like hunting season and canoe race season. So the best part is I looked into all the regulations in and around that area for short-term vacation rentals. None. Zilch. Chris says, could you rent out the RV during the summer while you're not there? Let you keep it there and not spend as much on gas. Absolutely. However, I don't want to. I don't want anybody in the thing that I use. At least not right now. I want to keep those things separate. There's talk about renting the old trailer. You could. However, I looked into this. Airbnb and Vrbo are the people who utilize it like I would be. You got to get good reviews. You get good reviews, your customers are happy, you're going to be a success. The old trailer, because somebody suggested I rent out the old trailer on the property. And I'm like, I can't keep that thing free of mice. And there's no running water there. No running water like my buddy Todd. That's all right, fine. You charge accordingly. But I don't want to I don't want to put that where a customer of mine would be having to have anything to do with dead mice or mouse traps or mice running across the floor. We can't have that. No, this needs to be a good experience for clients of fraud rentals. Can we think of a name for the company together? Fraud Vacation Rentals. That's not bad. I don't know if I would use it publicly, but Fraud Rentals, BFR, Big Fraud Rentals. And then there was the talk of, do I make this an extension of Eric Zane Show Productions, LLC? I could, because I already have the infrastructure in place for taxes and shit like that. Mr. 10 Rentals, Easy Rentals, Huge Tripod Rentals. The thing is, I don't want to actually reveal the real name of it, okay? Because there's a chance that the former Zaniacs in their stalking would try to hurt my business. Somehow they would. I fully expect them to try to damage the property if they find out where it is, throw a Molotov cocktail through the fucking window, you know, the crazy shit that they do. Which, by the way, I've been keeping this very close to the vest. I am still harassed to this day. To this day, I've still been getting harassed. And I've been told by authorities, don't even say what I'm saying right now. I'm already breaking a rule by talking about this now. It's still happening. They've not let it go. Unbelievable. Tophis says you should call it Free Beer Beats Women Rentals. Horrible. He does not. Are you crazy? Chris says you definitely need a bulldog in the logo. Oh, and also, it's important that I allow pets. Of course I allow pets. Sometimes people don't like pets to be in there because they're afraid they'll fuck it up. Jeremy says, I saw on Reddit that they plan on paying you a visit at the Magic Bag. Oh, won't that be fun? We could call it Joe Allegedly Hits Women Rentals. By the way, I got a Hurricane Ashley sent me something. Hold on a second. An need to bring in tax expert Troy Ginzer. Hang on a second. Hey, I'm podcasting right now. And say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, do it again. I didn't have your mic on.
Hi, everybody.
This is Troy Ginzer from Tag Accounting. Now, you want 4 tickets to the Gold game for opening night, right?
Yes, please.
You know I got you.
You always have me. Always. Yeah, I heard you on Friday at the Griffins.
Hockey, yes.
You did an excellent job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love those games.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about getting into the short-term vacation rental business.
Okay.
So this would be home purchase and then people rent it out. So yeah. Do you think I do separate S-Corp or just make an extension on Eric Zane Show Productions?
Single member LLC is what you want to do. No S-Corp. Single member LLC.
Will you help me with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll get that EIN number and then articles.
So that would make taxes at the end of the year even more complex.
A little bit, but I got an organizer for rental properties, so it'll be...
This is still in the planning stages, so nothing set in stone yet.
Okay, I'll send you a sheet that will help you organize it.
Thank you.
Enough. All right, tell everybody I said hi there. What restaurant are you at?
Osaka.
Okay, you're going Japanese.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Live it up.
Okay.
See ya. That's as simple as you need. You just need the right people. You need Mario, the Gins. Chris writes, how's the three ball, Troy? Short fuse, Linda says, flying laptop rentals. Ashley sent me this great clip. And I'm going to send it to myself right now so that we can laugh along with it. Let's see. Copy. Send. She's doing okay, by the way. I think she started a new job recently. She sends her love. Linda and her are hanging out this weekend. Did you ever notice how Linda wants to beat the hell out of everybody? Flying laptop lodges. Lodges sounds better, Linda writes. Sorry. I'm pretty shitty right now. Send. Okay. She sends me a video, and she says, with a little luck, this will one day be Joe Gassman. Allegedly. The subject of this.
I think they're all the time.
She got arrested for COVID-19 unemployment fraud 4 years later. As you know, on this very show, I exposed that Joe applied for and was able to garner not one, but 2 PPP loans north of $20,000 each for his business that he indicated as radio stations. This actually happened. Someone who has the same name as Eric Zane tipped off the feds. And that actually is true. It says report fraud. Report suspected fraud. So I did. I put it everything. I put his fucking cell phone in there. I put a screenshot of him taking the loan. And now with a little luck, we can watch a video like this with him.
What is going on?
This is body cam from a cop. And the woman you see is talking to her mother. She's about to get arrested.
Okay, so.
Hang on.
There's a warrant for your arrest. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what we're here for. So I would like to explain more to you and actually sit down and have a conversation with you. But in the meantime, we do need to take you back with us. And because you have your mom on the phone, that's why I'm explaining this to you. So that she knows what's going on also. Okay?
Okay. All right. She won't tell you what the warrant's for?
It's for fraud.
It's for what?
It's for fraud, but like I said, we'll go back and sit down and actually, I'll tell you.
I like how the chick wasn't that surprised that she was getting arrested, but when the cops said it's for fraud, she's like, what?
I'll let you.
Yeah, please.
I'll explain all the charges exactly.
Okay.
But just because you have her on the phone, that's the only reason why I'm explaining.
No, I'm just saying, that's fine.
As much as I am right now.
With my mom, that's fine.
Okay, can you give your phone to somebody, and then I'm going to call Jaquette, and then I'll call Gary right now to see, to get details from him, what's going on.
Okay, I'm in the middle. I need to tell my boss. I'm not telling my boss that, obviously.
Okay, can she tell her boss that, like...
I work for the federal government myself, so there's... For me, for my job security and my children.
Are you working right now?
Yeah, I'm in a meeting, like, right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give you that courtesy, and we don't normally
do that. I know you don't have to do that.
So go ahead and make a phone call to your boss and let him know that you're gonna be, I guess, out for... the rest of the day, at least.
What the f*** is going on? Do you have all the context for, like, what's going on? Or, like, what's
going on? Can you sit in the chair
for me? Can I close the door? Because I don't want my children to, like, hear that.
Yeah. Is anyone else here adult-wise?
Yeah.
She should not be wearing these clothes, by the way.
Dad is here.
Okay. Just because we don't...
There's other cops there.
Obviously want to leave the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
All right, so...
I have no idea. I thought it was the Deerfield Beach Courthouse. I thought that's what it was for, but I'm like, there's no way.
All right, let me call Jaquette.
So she's another legal chief.
I'm seeing which one is better. And then
I'll
call Gary to see what's going on.
Here. Let me give her my phone number.
So that's that. Yeah. Can you imagine if we're watching a vid of Joe? Holy shit. Corey says, show us the hot cop cameraman. Tyler says she needs a bigger shirt. Kenny says, well, she's fired. You guys are all, like, enamored with the cop's voice. All right, so that's a spectacular clip, without a doubt. Okay, there is a local gaming store that is trying to find a burglar. So this is the type of store where they have, like, all that shit that... World of Warcraft. And by the way, Tyler writes, I'm already extending you a courtesy by not shooting you because you're black. No. Yeah, so this guy, he's got a store where you can go in and get your World of Warcraft cards. And your Dungeons and Dragons shit. And he got robbed. Another nerd broke in and took all of his, like, collectibles that are worth something. You know, sometimes you get, like, rare Yu-Gi-Oh cards and shit like that. I only know about that because I had kids. You know, but there are a lot of people that exist in the world that are really fucked up. And those people, what they do is they play with these little toys. Chris says collectible shit, Funko Pop figurines. Absolutely. okay? Magic the Gathering. And I guess it could be worse, I should say. Jeez, I did sound like I had a lisp. I guess it could be worse. You know, people could have other terrible things that they collect. So that's totally fine. Corey says vintage comics are big money. I've got a ton of those downstairs. So many. Oh, my God. I can't seem to find them to be worth anything, though. Well, anyway, local guy, he gets done being a, he's in the military. And they're really focusing on that in this story that he's a veteran. Which, you know, I don't really know what that has to do with the story. I think a lot of times when they say a veteran-owned business, it's just they're trying to establish some type of narrative, I guess. I mean, typically, people that are in the military and they get out of the military, the rest of their lives, their job is being an asshole. Or a crazy person, or a wife beater, or somebody who's in and out of mental institutions, or strung out on drugs, or they're one of the 22. Those are the only things you can do when you're out of the military. Everybody knows that. Also, you can wear those hats that you tell everybody you were in the military, or you have license plate that says, hey, I was in the military. Or bumper sticker that says, hey, I was in the military. Or you have a truck with Michigan and you put like a gun in the... Chris says, wow. Come on, I'm kidding, God damn it. Chris is a veteran. His whole family. Isn't your brother like a Purple Heart recipient and winner of Art Prize? Chris says, your beat up of military hat guy a couple of summers ago was amazing. Oh, yeah. I love it when people wear military hats because then I don't want to go. I don't want to interact with them. That's a wonderful service that they do. They keep giving. Their service hasn't ended. They continue the service by letting me know that they're fucking whacked. And then oftentimes you'll hear people like on the radio or TV, they'll say, oh, we gotta honor our veterans. The only reason why radio stations and TV stations and shit say nice things about veterans, they're trying to avoid getting the lobby shot up. That's what they're doing. So if you want to help, you know, survive, like I'm probably only going to live a few more years because someone's going to kill me. Because I won't do that. You know, I can't. Why would I want to give compliments to a psychopath? So anyway, this kook, instead of murdering his family, he went ahead and opened up a store with all these dumb toys. And he got robbed. So now I feel bad for the guy who robbed him because this guy's going to kill him. Hang on, let me back up.
Surveillance cameras captured the person stealing. Police are investigating a tonight, police are investigating a break-in at a gaming store in Granville. The owner's surveillance cameras captured the person stealing collectible items worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Here's 13 on your side's Jeremiah Brown.
Took his duffel bag, started stuffing these in his bag. Went over to our singles area, started taking some of the most valuable cards.
See, this guy, he's a veteran. He's crazy, this dude right here. You can tell. He is absolutely, he's going to murder people.
Have
security cameras at the Gamers Wharf in Granville catching a man breaking into the store and throwing magic.
And this guy who's robbing, he's probably a veteran too.
Picked the Gathering booster boxes into a bag, then proceeding to exit through the store's gaming room.
What kind of a loser are you? To rob game Magic the Gathering booster boxes. By the way, in this place, this is where the psychopaths sit and play these games and plot school shootings. That's what they do there.
Boom.
We calculated about $20,000 worth of merchandise, including magic singles, collector booster boxes, and
I like the jacket, though.
Warhammer miniatures.
A beloved store for trading cards, tabletop role-playing games, and more. They're in the middle of moving to their new
location. Okay, you see these toys? They're gray skin, and they were like, you see this one that's like a skin tone, like our skin, and these ones are gray. The ones that are gray are the ones that have been in people's rectums. That's what happens. After they go into the people sitting at those tables' rectums and pull them out, they then lick them clean and put them right back here, and this is how they look afterwards.
Location on 28th Street in Wyoming. Store manager Jason Jordan says the timing of this break-in makes it more difficult.
It's going to set us back for a while. You buy these magic sets and these booster packs over time. You don't just do one giant order. And it's going to set us back for a little bit, but we're going to keep going.
Having been in Granville for close to 10 years, Jordan says it's especially hurtful seeing this happen to a business opened by a local veteran following his
life. So that guy wasn't the veteran owner. He's just the manager. So he's just the pawn for the veteran who owns the store.
Opened by a local veteran following his love for gaming.
He had aspirations to open his own company that revolved around his hobby, gaming, specifically.
Supposedly.
Tabletop games. And
I think we need to support this thief for his efforts in taking down this business.
Magic. And next thing I knew, he opened shop and took that leap.
Hoping to see the person responsible face consequences, Jordan says it's thanks to their community that they will be able to recover.
People from all over the state come and play, and you know, whether it's a card game or the tabletop game like D&D, just have fun. We're in the business of fun.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Jeremiah joins us now. And Jeremiah, what should people do if they have any information on this case?
Yeah, keep it to yourself to protect the thief.
Of course, Julia, anyone with information should contact Granville Police. The store does believe this person has visited their store before. And in the story online, you can also find a link to donate to the Gamers War. For that money will be used to help offset the financial loss.
Well, all right. Thoughts and prayers to the thief. Let's hope that the thief continues this great work. Bob says rookie thief didn't take the Pokemon cards. Tophus says school shooters are not playing Magic the Gathering. They're online typing in all caps, praying for a civil war. Donut Dan says, I am betting that they got a fraudulent COVID loan to open the business. Donut Dan, when is the Dirty Donut next year? I mean, why am I not talking about this now? Now is when you should start the ad campaign. Okay? Way in advance so people can plan their... You don't talk about the Dirty Donut like month before. You talk about the Dirty Donut like 8 months before. And you go hard. I'm suggesting the most elaborate marketing plan ever. And big money. You will owe me thousands. What is the goal for... This is all free, maybe. What is the goal for attendance at this year's Dirty Donut? Okay? Because... And can you give me the attendance of the first ones leading up to this one? How it's grown... This race, which this year, it became bigger than ever because of me. It was really professional prior to me, but once I got there, now it's through the roof. Donut Dan says, we just got a new sponsor, a gaming store from Granville, Michigan. Chris says, can you also do a running race this year? That would be amazing. Year one, 217 people. Year two, 1,059. Next year, 1,300. What a jump. You almost went up 1,000 people from year one to year two. That's impressive. You know what you got to do? You got to make sure you get even more volunteers so that you have to have no staff so that you can actually like have so much money. You're lighting it on fire as you drive away and throwing it out the window. And you got to like charge double, triple the price this year. Obviously, the demand is high. I think you can get away with at least a 600% price increase on the dirty donut race. And no one will bat an eye. All right. It is time for the asshole of the day. Dan says they are trying to incorporate a running race, $10 for pictures with our announcer. I'll tell you what. You know what I'm doing next year? I forgot what I charge you this year, but I'm fucking jacking that shit up. Money bags, motherfucker. All right. Yesterday, the asshole of the day were the people that are trolling Kelly. Today's asshole of the day. I don't know. What do you think? I think I figured it out. I need a new marker. Today's asshole of the day. Stevie says Rudy Giuliani. Chris says the WNBA. Molly says me. Huh? Tophus says Freebeer. No, he hadn't done anything. Rudy is an asshole of the century. Well, he didn't do anything. He just got all his shit taken away from him. COVID loan people? No. Veteran game store owner is obviously the asshole of the day. Kenny says, asshole of the day is Joe because he's not been arrested yet for fraud. That's a stretch. No, though, the guy who owns the guy who got robbed is clearly the asshole of the day. The hero of the day is the thief. I stand by that. Watch your ears. Thank you so much for being here and participating in the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll be back on Patreon. On the Patreon, you need to see what happens when a killer whale takes a shit in the big tank and all the people are there watching the whale do tricks and the whale hates those people because the whale has a horrible life. Wait till you see what the whale does to all the people. It's awesome. Bob says nap time. I don't know yet. If you're on Patreon, you'll know because I'll send you a message. Thanks again, and thoughts and prayers to that thief. Till next time, have a great one, and bye-bye.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.